handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And for those of you watching on YouTube, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, who always likes to spend hour three on Friday.
Yes, I do.
With her
unique
perspective of the world. So what's your first story?
My first story comes to us from antiwar.com. If you've not looked at it, they have a lot of really logical and intelligent things to say. And one of the headlines was that top U.S. general claims intel showed Iran mounting a campaign against U.S. And the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joe Dunford, has revealed that it was he who was driving recent U.S. military deployments into the Middle East, saying he recommended them on intelligence with respect to Iran. Also, apparently, Defense Secretary Shanahan had confirmed that Dunford told him of an anomaly in Iranian behavior. At the same time, Shanahan says that President Trump has made very clear he does not seek a war over the matter. And I've got something to say here. General Dunsford, Claire here, IAEA Hawaii. A respectful word to you, sir, because I do know your track record and you have done some incredibly good things. But if you have utterly zero evidence through which you can prove your allegations to a war-weary and war-skeptical country, say that three times quickly, how do you think that you and your compatriots like Bolton and Pompeo are going to convince the people of this country that, yes, another war is necessary, when the American people understand very clearly that they were lied into supporting wars against Afghanistan and Iraq?
I mean, Syria and Libya.
Yeah.
And
I would tell him that the optics of such a move are nearly impossible. Because if he continues to make allegations for which he has utterly no proof, yes, I know the Israelis are pushing you in that direction, but, General, perhaps it should be the IDF fighting what they believe to be their battles, because they're constantly complaining and criticizing Iran as an existential threat.
Now, Israel's got nuclear weapons. They're an existential threat to every other country in the region.
I know. And by the way, speaking of Israel, the Israeli military said it attacked a Syrian anti-aircraft position after an Israeli warplane came under fire in Syria.
Syrian TV.
Yes, Syrian TV earlier stated that Israel had carried out a missile strike in Syria's Qunetra province. According to Sana'a, one officer was killed and two others were injured in the attack on a military site east of Khan Anabe in the Qunetra countryside. It added that the Syrian air defense attacked an unmanned aerial vehicle that entered into Syrian airspace since a rather near the southern suburb. Now, IDF is claiming that their jet was making a routine flight in northern Israel that just somehow came under fire. The Syrian anti-aircraft missile missed the plane, and it was able to carry out its mission successfully. It looks like Israel is not going to let go of Syria.
No, it isn't.
Things appear to be escalating.
It's a way for them to confront Iran, and of course, they're getting ready to basically hold on to the Golan.
Yeah. And please remember, we do have military on the ground, boots on the ground in Syria. Now, here was something that I picked up from Zero Hedge, which, again, if you get a chance to read it, I encourage you. Very straightforward, no-nonsense reporting. And apparently, the U.S. coalition has attacked a Syrian oil transport group of boats on the Euphrates River. Now, this is a huge development out of eastern Syria, where U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces share tense front lines with pro-Assad forces on the other side. The American coalition has reportedly attacked at least two Syrian government boats that were transporting oil across the Euphrates River to the government site. Mike, is that an act of war?
Yeah, I think that would be classed as an act of war.
Yeah. And the news actually broke via the Beirut-based Middle East news site, Al-Malatar, which is well known for often being the first to report Syrian news, given its rare sources in the Syrian military. And according to this, there were reports from De Azor Governorate that the U.S. coalition and SDF both targeted the Syrian government's boats with heavy machine gun fire in front of Al-Shawahil. Pro-SDF accounts later released photos showing smoke rising from one of the ferries that were targeted by machine gun fire.
So it wasn't a very successful attack.
No, it wasn't, and it seems to be ratcheting the tension in that part of the world.
It's ratcheting up all over. Yeah. It really is. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And what is your next story?
The next story that I want to talk about is apparently
we talked about this one.
We did. Okay.
Yes.
And the talks with Turkey are collapsing. Now, this goes back to Elizabeth Warren, who is running for president. And I believe this also comes from Zero Hedge. And apparently, adapting an accent we've never heard before from this lady, she retreated to her talking points.
Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren. Namely, that she was told by my mama and my daddy that she was a genuine Indian. She then tried to segue, pandering to the audience over what she plans to do for the black community.
That is pretty pathetic.
Now, the host of the show was called Charlemagne the God. He wouldn't let it go. However, asking if Warren's fake Indian routine benefited her at all, to which Warren replied, Boston Globe never did a full investigation. It never affected nothing about my family. It never affected any job I got. Fake Native American adopts fake accent news at 11.
Yeah.
Why is she doing this, Mike? It was a loser from the start.
It absolutely was a loser. And, you know, pandering to the black community with a phony accent.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to. I don't think she's going to make it to the nomination.
No, she's not going to make it through the primaries. And this, I do not know this King Charlemagne, but I think he has a marvelous sense of humor. And on air, he called her kind of like the original Rachel Dolezal, referring to the former NAACP chapter president for Spokane, who instigated a public uproar when she was exposed for claiming to be an African-American, even though she was actually from two European origin parents. You know, I mean, Elizabeth, please knock this off and talk about what you're going to do for all of the American people. I'd like now to talk about Julian Assange. This is getting really scary.
Yes.
Assange can barely talk. He's been moved to the prison hospital of Belmarsh, which is for the British kind of like Guantanamo is for our... what do you want to call them? Unlawful combatants?
Yes.
Wasn't that what Bush called them?
Yes.
Apparently, Julian Assange has been moved to the hospital wing, and people have been very concerned about his pending health concerning the hearing on his extradition to the U.S. And apparently, Assange's health has already significantly deteriorated during the nearly 7 years he spent in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, and has continued to get worse over the 7 weeks he has spent in Belmarsh, WikiLeaks said in a statement on Wednesday. Now, Mike, you know that there been a lot of speculations that Assange may have been drugged.
Yes.
This cannot be yet proved, but there have been some reports to indicate that he was being heavily dosed on an anti-malarial drug, Melifluquine hydrochloride, which is known to create delusional states for those who are forced to take it. And in fact, the FDA just upped its warnings on this drug about what it can do.
Yes.
And Mike, when it comes to geopolitics, forgive me, there are no real coincidences. And it appears that on the marching orders of their deep state American cousins, the Brits are ensuring that Assange will never have a chance to speak lucidly about how he got the information he did to pass it on to the American public.
Yeah, absolutely. There are definitely people who do not want Assange to have his day in court.
Oh, no.
And because then he's going to say, you know, we got the files from the DNC computer on a flash drive from Seth Rich,
right,
not from the Russians.
Yes.
And just blow the lid off the entire cover up. And so, yeah, I'll be very surprised if he makes it to trial alive.
I will be also, unfortunately. And those of you who might be kind of predetermined to behave in that way, if you feel like praying for him, here's a guy who could really use a lot of prayers right now. I want to go over to the government waste of billions with fragmented, overlapping, and duplicative processes. And apparently, the federal government wastes tens of billions of dollars on all sorts of these programs in areas ranging from healthcare to defense, the production of U.S. currency, and disaster response. It's a perpetual government-wide epidemic that has long fleeced the American taxpayers, according to a report issued this month by the nonpartisan investigative arm of Congress, the Government Accountability Office, GAO. The watchdog has published similar documents in the past 8 years, listing more than 300 areas of waste, yet the hemorrhaging continues because Congress or the executive branch and agencies have failed to act. And Mike, what this means to me is that if this government actually cared about we, the people, these problems would cease to exist. But at this point in the 21st century, the U.S. government is comprised of people with a complete and utter disdain for the American taxpayers and are only concerned about lining their own pockets as the main perk of having gotten elected or appointed.
Well, that's really what it's all about. Yeah. I mean, they've got a cushy little job. They've got a budget coming on through. They don't want, you know, if you talk about getting rid of duplicate programs, it means somebody somewhere is going to lose their job.
Right.
And that's why there's no enthusiasm for that. But it is a huge amount of waste. I got to see it when I was at NASA.
Yeah.
I got to see it when I was working on some military stuff.
Right.
Anyway, we have a caller on the line, Tim in Florida. Aloha, Tim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Yeah, I'm a very long-time listener, first time. Please excuse my bad language, because this is not my native language. So.
We understand.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, I agree with everything you say, but I don't agree with everything you do. Okay?
Okay.
So that article, the all wars are bankers' wars, opened completely in my mind.
Okay.
And a lot of people in the world here in Europe, they don't know what's going on. A lot of things doesn't make sense for them. But if they read this article, I'm sure they would, you know, think different. Anyway, you know, I think that the best chance we have here in America now, in maybe more than 100 years, is that Trump is the president. You know, but he's alone. He cannot do it by himself. You know, if I go back to that article and we saw how many presidents they killed over the last few 100 years, these, whatever, Illuminati, whatever their name is, he has a lot of kids, Trump, okay? He cannot by himself. I'm sure he's blackmailed, he's, you know, scared, whatever. He needs the help of the people because he's all by himself in this, okay? So I know there are three kind of people in the world. First is the people who make the things happening.
Right.
Second are the people who are watching how it's happening, like you are. And the third people is are the people who don't care what's happening. Okay? So what I want to suggest you, Michael, is that maybe you can go the next level. You know, I don't know, it's not enough what you do. I know you do a lot of work and everything, but you just show us the problems. You never talk about solutions. And I'm the kind of guy, when I find out that I have a problem, and I know I have a problem, I don't think at the problem anymore, just at the solution. Okay? So you can be the one who really makes a difference. If you can do something, you know, like a few minutes per day, every show, with solutions, with ideas from people. You know, in Europe, I'm from Romania originally, and I was in 1990 when Ceausescu fell. You know, I was on the street for almost three weeks, day and night, day and night. And what I felt in those days, like a liberation, freedom, you cannot compare that to anything in the world, you know. So, you know, I don't know, maybe we can, you see in France, Italy, everywhere, there are people rising. In America, nobody's doing anything. With all the guns, with everything, freedom, nobody's doing anything. Not even a small party with followers. Nothing. Everybody's just talking and talking and talking. And you know, a lot of independent media, they talk about problems. You could do something if we can find a solution. That's my point. That's why I called.
Okay, well, thank you for that. But, you know, I do think that on a lot of these stories and articles, I do offer some solutions. And especially, you know, we're looking about immigration. I've been talking about we got to get that wall built. And if that's not going to happen, we have to enforce Title VIII. So I do think I tend to be a little more solution-oriented than you give me credit for. So Tim.
Mike, just a second, please. You know, When I read that article, all wars are bankers' wars. Over there is the problem of all the problems with immigration, with everything. And over there lies the solution too. Those are the people who make everything bad, including immigration, everything. So if we fight with somebody else, it's not going to do anything, not a change, nothing. You can do a lot more. If we can find, we can, you know, united we stand, divided we fall. That's the problem. It's a war between the thieves. I don't call them elite. I call them thieves and honest people. We are divided. They are united. That's why they are winning. You know, so that's, you know, maybe you can do more. Maybe you can, you know, just try to talk to people. Maybe they come with solutions. You never know. Where somebody comes, maybe we can unite somehow in some form or whatever. All your listeners, do something. I don't know. It's, you know, anyway. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Michael. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go.
Thank you.
And definitely the elites, the rich, the bankers, they work to keep us divided and at war with each other.
Absolutely.
Whether it's Antifa, Black Lives Matter, transgender nonsense. Yeah, they're working very hard to keep us basically at each other's throats. And now, of course, they're coming up here with the they're reviving the abortion debate. Okay, so Claire, let's see. We already talked about this story.
Okay.
And let's see.
Oh, yeah, this is funny.
I didn't quite get to this one, but go for it.
Hillary Clinton to give keynote speech at Cybersecurity Summit. Yes, really.
Yeah,
I mean the irony here is so thick, you could cut it with a knife.
I mean, we're talking about the same Hillary Clinton who kept classified information on an unsecured private email server.
Yeah,
that Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, that same
lady. And she's
the
keynote speaker at a cybersecurity. Boy, is she desperate for attention.
I think so. I think so. And I think I'd like to take this into the next segment, if I may.
Yes, we have to take a break.
All right.
For commercials and we'll...
healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I got to be straight with you, with all of our listeners here right now. Things are very tight for Republic Broadcasting Network. And as a matter of fact, I don't want to go into the details. We actually had a service outage on Wednesday because we literally ran out of money. And it underscores the fact this could all go away. And there's a lot of people who would love for all of this to go away, because we're a real pain in the neck to the corporate media and to various politicians. So right now the crunch is on. We really need your help. So the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. The network thanks you. We really do need it right now. And again, a heartfelt thanks to those who have already donated. Okay, we're going to go to the phones here and take a phone call from Catherine in Texas. Aloha, Catherine. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Catherine, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there you are.
Yes.
Yes, hi. Sending love to you and Claire and healing thoughts, and look forward to you moving to the States so that you are able to go and speak to audiences and do more activism like the previous caller just stated.
Yes.
I'm going to say that you do actually wake people up. You do offer solutions. You even talk about the Soviet collapse, how to get through that.
Yep.
Buy gold, store food, get close to your community. You're up here for hours every day preaching the truth, and you do break it down to the banks. And your listeners also do. I mean, my husband plays your show for all the other merchant mariners on the boat every day.
Oh, really?
And,
thank you.
Oh, yes. And he's you're so, you're gentle, but yet able to wake them up just by calling out things, such as the Spanish Main, such as
greetings,
the
greetings to the crews on the ships at sea. I mean, no idea.
Oh, they're going to love that. Oh, they're going to love that. Okay, so I just wanted to say, yes, you are doing it for hours every single day. You're bringing it home to the bank.
Yes.
And as soon as you do get back to the mainland, let us all know when we can fund that. And that's all I want to say, is that you are doing it. And I understand his frustration, so I am not belittling him or anything. Mm-hmm. I do understand where he is coming from. But you are already doing it, so is Claire, amidst having to move and whatever else. And so that's okay. And I'll just take your response off air, and I love you very much, and I can't wait to come see you speak and see Miss Claire when y'all come to the States.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, we're not going to be too far away from you in Texas. I mean, we're aiming for Indiana here. We're aiming to actually make the leap about the 1st of September. Between now and then, we're going to have a whole bunch of yard sales, and if we can't sell it, we're going to donate it. If we can't donate it, we're going to put it in the trash. But like I said, it's been quite a revelation as we get ready for this, just how much absolute junk we have accumulated around us over the last several years.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go back to the photos. We're going to start with Jeff in Michigan. Jeff, I'm probably going to have to take you through this next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, in reality, what stops an invasion of a sovereign nation?
Well, defensive structures and a good military, neither of which we have down there at the southern border.
Well, if we were to invoke what has been historically the response to that, what would we do?
Well, right now, Congress has shirked their responsibility for declaring war and allowed presidents to start military actions. So Trump ought to be sending a lot of our troops down there to that border and start building fences, even if they're only temporary. I'm getting rather tired of the fact
that
Trump talks a lot, but nothing is getting done.
With that being said, that's not a solution. What would be the solution when we're being, these people come across our border and they just get on all these free programs, and then American citizens that are working, paying their bills and stuff, have to start paying the bills of these other people. I mean,
that's exactly the problem.
We should be enslaved or what?
Yeah, that's exactly the problem, and it's got to stop. And anyway, listen, Jeff, got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercial. Got another caller on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
We were nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We have another caller on the line, and that is Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You sound really fried tonight. You sound really exhausted and burnt. I have a bumper music suggestion for you.
Yes.
How about, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got to list on? Hey, paradise, put up a parking lot.
Yeah, Johnny Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because we're precious close. I was listening to John talk about the financial situation and the paying for the servers and all that kind of thing, and how he's usually a couple months behind. He tries not to get more than 3 months behind and all that, and they work with him. And that sort of staggered me a bit, because the numbers aren't that outlandishly daunting that he was talking about. Now, I imagine there are several thousand people listening to the network at the moment. And, you know, I'm just going to suggest that maybe we go with small amounts and large numbers. And if there are several thousand people listening right now, I have listened to RBN a lot. I call in the shows a lot. I used to pay monthly for the archive thing when that was active. I don't send in donations very regularly. But I, having heard what John said, I hate to say this, whether it's politics or the network or whatever, any group, we tend not to act until we perceive some higher degree of desperation. So I'm just going to say that I am going to go ahead. I'm not a wealthy guy. I'm an American with saddled with debt. I service debt and keep the wolf from the door and all that kind of thing. But if I can afford to stop at the convenience store, you know, after work and buy a $2 cappuccino or fountain drink or whatever, I can afford $10 a month. So I'm going to set up a recurring $10 a month. And I can hear people might think, ooh, left of the big time spenders. That's not the point. I'm finally going to sit my butt down and do that at the computer. And I would like to suggest, ask, perhaps even challenge, if we can get a thousand other people, a thousand of the people listening to send $10 a month. That's $10K in John's pocket, or can even send you $5 or $10 a month. I think $10,000 a month would go a long way to help me defray some.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Great idea, Glenn. So, thank you.
So yeah, let's start the $10 club. Get everybody to just that. And I think a lot of it is just to actually sit down at the computer, go to republicbroadcasting.org, and find a thing and set it up, because hey, it wouldn't be that painful. A lot of times you won't even notice that $10. It just kind of goes in with the rest of your monthly nut, and you'll be doing something to really facilitate a very important voice in the media. So that's it.
Well, thank you very much for the endorsement. Thank you very much for the kind words and the kind suggestion. And it does take a certain finite amount to keep all of this stuff running. There at RBN and out here on the island of Oahu. and yeah, every little tiny bit helps. There's no such thing as too small of a donation. All right, getting on back to the news here. What is your next story there, Claire?
Well, the next story is apparently FBI failed to brief in August 2016 then-candidate Trump about investigations into his staff. So, mid-August 2016, counterintelligence briefing for the Trump campaign did not specifically warn officials about Russian outreach to the Trump team, nor did it warn that two campaign aides, Mike Flynn and George Papadopoulos, were already under FBI investigation.
Well, that basically tells us that the whole investigation was a setup to go after Trump.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're concerned that Russia is trying to infiltrate the campaign of a presidential candidate, the first thing that you should do is go on over to that candidate and say, be careful, we think the Russians are trying to infiltrate you.
Yeah, but it never happened.
No, they wanted it to happen.
Yeah, and the new details about the so-called defensive briefing have emerged from congressional letters, text messages between FBI agent Peter Strzok and lawyer Lisa Page, and sources familiar with the matter. Such briefings are designed to warn the candidate and his team about national security threats. Never happened.
Nope.
Never happened.
No, they wanted it to happen.
Yeah. And there is some testimony. There was a defensive briefing of candidate Trump on 17 August 2016. Texas Republican John Ratcliffe, a member of the House Judiciary Committee, said Thursday on Fox News at America's Newsroom. And he goes on to state, and I can tell you what he wasn't told. He wasn't warned about a Russian investigation that Peter Strzok had opened 18 days earlier. Absolutely flipping unbelievable, Michael.
Yep.
Completely flipping unbelievable. Oh, okay. And another thing that I felt we needed, especially with what is going on with Julian Assange, apparently journalist killings, arrests, and assaults are climbing worldwide as authoritarianism spreads. This is from Activist Post. Myanmar, we sort of remember what that was. We had ethnic people trying to flee into Myanmar who lived there. And I never thought when this whole thing started, I would have to say, watch out, here comes the Buddhists, because these Myanmar people are Islamic. And at least they have gone ahead and released two Reuters journalists imprisoned for more than 500 days, which is a little good news in what otherwise has been a dismal period for media freedom. The 2019 Press Freedom Index by Reporters Without Borders shows how hatred of journalism has degenerated into violence and created an intense climate of fear worldwide. According to the Paris-based nonprofit, 12 reporters have been killed so far this year, and 172 are in jail in the last decade. According to the group, 702 journalists have been killed, including 63 last year.
Well, it's really bad down in Israel, where, you know, they've determined Israel is, the IDF is intentionally targeting the press, you know, to make them go away. And the press are easily identified. Obviously, they're carrying cameras. They're wearing jackets that have press both on the front and the back. But they are being intentionally targeted.
That is, that to me is completely outrageous and unreasonable.
Yes.
Oh, and we're going to have our Bilderberger meeting.
Actually, it started today.
Ah, okay. And apparently, it's some of the 130 most wealthy and influential people will be jetting into Montreux, Switzerland, starting tomorrow.
Starting this morning.
Okay, it looks benign. The website of the Bilderberg Group says it's just an annual forum for informal discussions designed to further dialogue between Europe and the United States. It's a forum for informal discussions about major issues.
It's There's just no a coffee clatch.
Yeah. And I'm looking at this, and what they are doing, they are... There is something called the Chatham House Rules from London.
Yes.
And apparently what's going to happen here is this handful of people are going to decide who live or who lives or who dies, where the next wars are going to be fought, against whom, and project this huge, ugly, diaphanous cloud over the existence of all of humankind. You know, if they were really concerned about bettering the lives of their citizens, why in heaven's name would the Chatham House rules be invoked? The short answer is they would not be invoked. If these leaders cared enough about the welfare of the people over whom they rule, this is about money, profit, and more money. Mike,
yes.
Your observations?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, this is where the world's elite get together, and they basically they make their little deals. And agreements, you know, we're going to go into here, you're going to go into there, we'll stay out of your way if you go over there, you'll stay out of our way, so forth and so on.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Going on to some other developments in terms of computers, etc., apparently soon hand recognition will catch criminals as researchers build a database to record variations in biometrics. Apparently, university researchers at Lancaster University in the UK are busy working on new technology they claim will one day make it possible for law enforcement to identify potential criminals simply by looking at their hands. The professor who was the head of this, Dame Sue Black, reportedly heading up the project, said that the human hand is very much like a fingerprint because you've got unique patterns of veins, skin creases, scars, pigmentation, and in some cases, tattoos. Because of this, she claims it is possible to identify a person solely by these attributes, even if you were to never see the person's face. Now, since manual observations of unique hand signatures have already been successfully done in the legal system to identify child abusers, Professor Black and her colleagues believe that forging a more technologically advanced method of identification that combines the use of hard and soft biometrics could be the future of criminal justice.
Okay.
Well, I think that's going to change the talk to the hand.
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And apparently the hand will be talking back. But the bigger question I have here, Mike, what can we do as a country, as a nation, to prevent kids from even thinking about doing something wrong or illegal?
Well, part of the problem right now is in our country, most families have two working parents.
Yeah.
And so the kids are being raised by corporate media, mm-hmm. by, you know, rock stars. Mm-hmm. That's where they're getting their values.
Yeah.
And we need to go back to the model where there was one working parent and one parent that stayed at home mm-hmm. to be with the kids, to give them moral guidance.
Yeah.
To basically say, these are our values.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we lost that.
Yeah.
Okay. We have another caller on the line. This is Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Sorry I had to call again, Mike, but first of all, I want to say Hillary Clinton's hands are dirtiest at the most.
Okay.
Hillary Clinton's hands got to be the most dirtiest, wrinkliest, creepiest hands in the world, because she's got her hands in a lot of stuff, the Clintons and the Bushes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
We know.
Know? Hey, Mike, I don't know. I love Star Trek, Mike. I don't like the new Discovery show. I love the originals. I love Up to Enterprise. I'm a big fan of Star Trek. I love Doctor Who. But did you hear about Doctor Who? Like the...
In what way?
The newest producer? The other producer left. He's going to bring... I know you're sitting down because I'm watching you. LGBTQ diversity now to Doctor Who. So I'm done with Doctor Who now.
They've lost a big part of their audience with the female doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But not Mike. No, the female doctor was actually brought in with the producer left. There's a new producer.
Yeah,
that's going to bring in social justice issues now. So I mean, why can't we have shows that have great stories and just great
shows that they're fun? Well, not to defend Doctor Who, because I think this LGBTQ stuff has gone too far. Mm-hmm. But the original Star Trek TV series, Gene Roddenberry, they had really good writers, of which Roddenberry was one. They actually took on some of the social issues of the day. For example, mm-hmm. TV's first interracial kiss happened in an episode of Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
They had shows that tackled issues of racism, and they were able to get away with it because they were out in space. So it's not unusual for science fiction shows to tackle social issues. I just happen to think this particular social issue is just a little bit silly.
Oh, yeah, Mike, you're right. The one with the race, Uhura, with Kirk kissing
mm-hmm.
her
yes.
with that Roman episode.
Yes.
That was a great episode. I didn't have no problem with that. But now, it seems like every TV show is really shoving it in your face, do this or else. You know, like you've got to be, you know what I mean? It's just like it's in your face, but it's, you got to follow this routine or you're the outcast, you know, the regular person. You know, and Mike, also, you know that Call of Duty video game? You know what they're pushing with the new Activision? They're pushing where they work with moderate rebels in the game. Did you hear about that?
No, I don't play computer games, and
Yeah, they're pushing white helmets are in the game. They're going to be in the game. And basically, the YPG, which, you know, is a terrorist group, that Turkey's fighting is part of the game that you're fighting with, the moderate rebels. And there's a storyline where the Russians killed the girl's family in a drone attack. So it's bigger than what we think what's going on. You know, like in the Call of Duty Activision games, there's an element of the Pentagon somewhere in there. There's got to be.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
I mean, but doesn't that creep you out where it's like they're doing this? They're implementing this whole, you know, Assad gas his own people, the Russian or the bad guys, in video games, in movies, and this or that.
It's called propaganda. You know, I'm surprised they're not putting more of that in the music we hear on the radios. But it's definitely in TV shows, it's definitely in the movies, and it's definitely in the computer games. The computer games are great vehicles for propaganda. And not only that, they're good vehicles for the recruiters, because I would imagine, starting with America's Army, that the high-scoring players are basically reported back to Army recruiters so they can come knock on the door and say, hey, you'd be really good at this in the real life.
And the parents have no say? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dustin.
No, Mike, are you and Claire going to be on RBN? Like when you move, if you move, because I can't live without you guys. I mean, like you got, Claire, there's nothing else like you guys. Like I don't
Thank
want
you
Alex
so much.
Jones. You guys are heroes because there's nothing Thank else you. That is getting anything out. Now
we may be off the air for a few days during the move. I'm going to try and set up a laptop so I can even do the show while I'm traveling. But yes, once we're settled on in, we'll still be doing WhatReallyHappened.com. We'll still be doing RBN. Dustin, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment on this Pauhana Friday, and we have an update regarding the Virginia Beach shooting. There are at least 11 people dead, 6 hospitalized. The shooter is among the dead, and still waiting for more details as to what went down. This took place in a municipal building, not a school. That doesn't make it any the less tragic.
No.
But, you know, we're going to try and find out what went down, whether it was personal animosity, if the guy was on prescription psychiatric medication. Anyway, Claire, you have another story for us?
Yes, I do. Kind of interesting. It's talking about fighting malaria with fungi. Biologists are engineering a fungus to be deadlier to mosquitoes. And there are lots of ways you try to keep mosquitoes away, insecticide, netting, etc., etc., etc. Beds, sterile and generally modified insects have been tried. Now scientists are adding a genetically engineered toxic fungus to the arsenal of weapons to wipe out the mosquitoes that can carry malaria. And by far the two most effective strategies that have been done and have worked have been insecticide-laced bed nets, and they have, to some degree, lowered the number of infections and deaths. The global malaria burden, however, has failed to decline in the last couple of years. In 2017, 219 million people, boy, that's a huge number,
that 219 is a large number of people.
Million people, were infected with malaria, and an estimated 435,000 died. This, to me, Mike, is both creepy and scary all at the same time, because how will we know that this slate wiper is not going to start wiping humans off the planet?
Well, obviously, that's got to be a concern with this fungus, that it be very species-specific to the mosquitoes.
Yep.
I get very nervous when they're talking about all this genetic engineering. And the fact of the matter is the genetically modified mosquitoes didn't work out. And so I'm not entirely confident this is going to work. It looks like just somebody getting some funding and playing around, and they come up with something, and, you know, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. But, yeah, certain funguses can invade the human body. And there are some slate wipers out there. They're not funguses, but they're the filoviruses.
Yes.
Okay. Which apparently now we have in Texas. So let's go on down here. Let's see.
Oh, this was interesting.
Yeah.
NSA, to Baltimore, don't blame us. And this comes from deepstateblog.org.
Basically, the fingers are pointing back and forth on that ransomware that's paralyzed the city. And NSA is saying, look, it's been out there for 2 years. You could have prepared for it. Anyway, there's the music. It's time for us to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please share what you learn here with everybody that you know. Use email, paper mail, face-to-face. And once again, please donate to Republic Broadcasting. They really, really need your help right now.
They do.
So we'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America. Have a good weekend.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.